This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us. We're going to do the Park County Sheriff's Office report today because they didn't have it updated yesterday because I'm guessing it was President's Day on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't know. So. They include miscellaneous assistance. At 1:18 a.m. in Clark, two vehicles stuck in the snow, about seven people total. It's a gaggle of people.
Disposition
canceled.
I was going to say, they got seven people. Get behind that thing and push.
Yeah, start thinking about it. So what's the deputy going to do? Bring a flashlight out for you?
Quick, call the cops.
Yeah. Parking problem, County Road 3FX. RP says there's a vehicle parked in her driveway, and she doesn't recognize it.
Uh-oh.
Disposition assistance given. Trouble! They're in your parking area! Assistance given. The person drove away.
Well, in an apartment complex, not a big deal. If you live way out.
Yeah, in the county, it's like, warrant service attempt on lane 11 and a half. Disposition, no service. Well, that's because it was at 12:14. No one's here at noon. So.
You mean for the Scott and Bob show?
That's an old warrant. They'll never find you in Powell, Russ.
Russ, so. I've never heard of that guy.
Auto burglary, Highway 120 in Cody. RP says his truck was stolen. Disposition, assistance given. So, yeah, you go to reach for your fob, you click it, and it doesn't make a noise.
Where's the beep?
Yeah, there's no beep. Wait, there's no vehicle.
Well, and I wonder if the keys were left in the vehicle. That usually seems to be the MO on most car thefts around here.
Well, and they were talking about up in Billings how the car thefts are down up in Billings because it's been warmer. People don't leave their cars running as much. Let's see. Traffic stop. Matizzi, warning for speed. This occurring at 9 o'clock at night. So usually they're gone by then. But no, you just don't know in Matizzi, right? Could be any time of day.
Reminds me of driving through Byron at 11:30 one night.
Yeah.
I knew there was no cop.
Yeah.
But I still couldn't speak.
Yeah, don't do it.
They had beaten it into me so hard. I'm going to go the limit.
Attempt to locate Highway 120. RP says that he hasn't heard from the added person for the last few days. Would like to speak with the deputy. Disposition, see case. That's a dating website, too. Added person. Just a generic added person. Don't care.
He's not a friend.
No.
He's just an added person.
Miscellaneous assistance, Beacon Hill. RP has questions about a bale of hay on the side of the road. What kind of questions you got?
Can anybody have that?
Is that free? No. Is that free hay? Road hazard blockage, 16th Street. Metal pipe in the road. Disposition, assistance given. Free pipe. Theft lane 20. RP says someone stole hay from him 3 weeks ago. We know where it's at.
It's right next to that pipe.
It's right next to the pipe. So, traffic stop Matizzi, 18:36, which would be 6:36. Then traffic stop Matizzi, 18:57, so right after that. And then couldn't get anybody until 10:58. RP says she lost one of her livestock due to her neighbor's dogs. Would like to speak with deputy. When dogs come over and open the gate, Ross.
I was going to say, was it the neighbor's dog or your bad fence?
Yeah, you don't know. Suspicious activity, Highway 295. RP says he got a call from another worker that there's a truck driving around and causing a ruckus. Disposition, unable to locate. No ruckus, Russ.
Wow.
No.
As long as it doesn't rise to the level of Falderaw.
That's going over the top. So, but this was just it was causing a ruckus.
I'd definitely have a mechanic look at that.
Yeah.
Ah, you got a broken ruckus.
My uncle had to have an operation after he broke his ruckus.
He had a ruckus transplant.
Ruckusectomy. Yeah. Let's see, traffic stop on Highway 295, driver warning for failure to signal. When did that start happening?
Signal?
What, yeah.
Like a smoke signal? What?
I don't know. He couldn't roll his window down to put his arm out to show that he was turning. So, mislaid assistance at Circuit Court in Cody. RP would like a deputy to stand by at 11:30 for a hearing disposition. Assistance given. Hard to look innocent when the deputy has his cuffs ready to put on you in front of the judge and jury.
Hand on baton.
Yeah, they're ready to take you out. Mm-hmm. So, attempt to locate Road 3N in Deaver, reporting that a male had possibly disappeared from the residence. Disposition unfounded. He possibly disappeared. I've done that, Russ.
I've definitely done that. Where'd he go?
Miscellaneous assistance, Road 14, an armored car with mechanical issues.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. You don't want that to happen too often.
I would pull over and lend a hand.
Yeah. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance on... There we go. We're back. Miscellaneous assistance on Haugen. RP needs assistance with installing a new fire system to his ceiling. Disposition referred to other agency. Yeah, that's why the sheriff's department is there, to come and hold your ladder. That's what their job is.
And a fire system, I think that'd be the opposite of what you want. Here, push this button.
Like, why would you call the sheriff's department on this? So, on Haugen. So,
because they probably know the number of the fire department.
Yeah. Property damage, County Road 6WX, found bullet holes in the residence, broke a window, and a bullet embedded in a closet door. Yeah. Disposition, see case. Is it house hunting time?
Yeah. Gives it a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, lane 16, out with a motorist, subject, out of fuel, has someone bringing him some fuel. Well, what are you calling them for then? Yeah, let's like, we better call the sheriff. Well, why don't we just put gas in your car? Okay, but we better call. Well, yeah. Miscellaneous assistance on Wild Horse Road. RP states east of the above address, there's a water spigot of sorts spraying water in the air. Disposition, unable to locate. Water spigot of sorts, right? Spigot of sorts.
Maybe they're doing it on purpose. You know? Haven't you ever seen those weird ice sculptures
people
like to do?
Yeah, it will be an ice sculpture here very soon. Traffic stop Matizzi. This occurring at, 3:30 in the afternoon. So here we go. It's a roller coaster ride now. Then driver warning for failure to stop at a stop sign. No taillights on trailer. failure to stop at a stop sign, all right in a row, Russ. So they just get out there and get you.
But they all had the same excuse. But we're in Matizzi.
Yeah, there was no traffic. Yeah, it doesn't matter there.
Still got to stop.
Miscellaneous assistance, Highway 295, truck stuck in the snow, disposition. Assistance, Kevin. That's where you just don't have anybody to call. So
I guess.
Or else you got all, like me, you got just old friends. They can't push you out.
Yeah. Well, remember last week, thing I asked you, hey, how's your back today?
Yeah. Can you?
Feeling pretty good. Oh, good. Because we're going to knock it out of whack. Here, push my car.
Animal call other, Highway 290 in Matizzi. RP states a single cow moving west on the side of the highway. And... running a stop sign, failure to signal. Cow. Tasered.
Cows usually signal. That's weird.
They're better than us, right?
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Headlight out. Then suspicious activity on Arrowhead Drive. RP states a small gray pickup is parked in her driveway.
Oh, no.
Disposition unfounded. So they... parked, they were looking at their phone, and then they drove away while this person was curled up in a ball.
Or maybe it was, that's not your drive. Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim is proud to be an added person over there at Aldridge's. Ask him about that. Anyway, appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter Report.